system of divine metaphysics and how the science of it is expressed in both mathematics and music. A good place to begin any treatment is with the introductory quotes to Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, which is the textbook of Christian Science. For the introductory quotes lay out the theme of the entire book. The first one is a quotation by John of what Jesus said, and that is, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." The second one is by Shakespeare, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." The third one is by Mary Baker Eddy, and it says, "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." This is a three-step process for success. The first is to make sure you have the facts. The second is remember that our thoughts have a direct influence on our experience. And if we do understand and follow number one and number two, we will receive the blessing, which probably means healing of some kind of discord, or a realization that we always have been perfect, which really is what healing is all about. The perception that we have about our experience. If we connect what the introductory quotes to the textbook reminds us about with a couple of other things that Mary Baker Eddy states, and that is that number one, that God is all in all, meaning all source and all manifestation, and that there is nothing but God. And so that leads us to what does she define God to be? And on page 465, it is, God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. A short phrase on each one of these is in the text summary of this treatment. If one wants to really delve into an in-depth education on these seven synonymous terms, then it is highly recommended that one refer to Helen Wright's book entitled Your Divinity Revealed. So far, what has been stated in this recording is an introduction to the real topic, which is the system of divine metaphysics and how does mathematics relate to it. Mathematics has the 10 digits and four operators. The four operators are add, subtract, multiply, and divide. The digits are useless unless the operators are utilized, because the operators relate to a topic. If one realizes that there are five cars in a parking lot, that is the product of the elements and the operators of mathematics. The number five means nothing, but if you say there are five cars in the parking lot, then it has significance. One or more of the 10 digits are required to be used, and one or more of the operators are required to be used in order to obtain the product of five. In the system of divine metaphysics, mathematics are used whether or not we are conscious of it or not. Mathematics provides us a form of expression that is used in probably everything in our experience, everything in all reality. If one thinks about the fact that there is only one God that is using mathematics, one could say there are seven primary terms that describe God. Again, mathematics. Music is also utilized. It has its individual elements, which are called notes. A combination of them could be called a tone, or even a single one by itself could be considered a tone. And there are a variety of operators. In fact, it's more complex than mathematics in terms of the number. And it also has more variations with the major and minor tones. Think about the word harmony and balance and emphasis, profound, subtle. These all relate to music. The bottom line is that everything is included in reality, if it is positive. Think about the operator of subtraction and division, which are operators of mathematics. If we have something that sounds negative in music, it creates a discord. It throws the harmony out of balance. If we think about the negative in mathematics, it can neutralize a positive. A plus one and a minus one is zero. So we're back to zero, which means there is no progress. There is nothing positive left. If we have a positive thought and a negative thought, the negative thought will cancel out the positive thought. Matter of fact, it could even put us into a minus territory. Principle has as one of its primary elements balance and harmony. That comes from music. Or let's put it this way. The terms of music line up exactly with the terms of principle. The Shakespearean quote that was provided as an introduction to science and health, that nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Well, good is positive, bad is negative, and it says nothing either one or the other, but thinking makes it so. That means we start out at zero ground level. So we cannot have any experience of anything unless there is thought that is involved. If we have positive thought, it's going to be a positive experience. If we have negative thought, it's going to be a negative experience. If we combine positive and negative, we're probably going to be in the dance of mortal mind, going this way and that way, having a good experience and then a bad experience. The subtraction, which is one of the operators of mathematics, is used all the time if one is practicing Christian Science. Because what one needs to do is, number one, they're going to address their consciousness. You see, I used mathematics right there. I said number one. There is so much that is included as all existence of reality that we just don't realize how everything is interconnected. It's like the roots of the redwood sequoia trees in Northwest California and probably parts of Southern Oregon and maybe other places in the world. I believe that the redwood sequoia trees are considered to be the oldest and the tallest trees, if not the, certainly one of the. They have a very shallow root system, and when there is a group of them, the roots bond together. They make one unified root system. That's the way it is with positive thoughts. They are all connected to the network of reality. Now, by positive, I'm not talking about a human concept of positive. I'm talking about the facts of God. The facts of God are considered the Word, which is one of the four operators of the system of divine metaphysics. When I refer to the system of divine metaphysics, I'm referring to the same system that Mary Baker Eddy refers to in the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, on page 146, wherein she states, divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based, and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. Consider disease as anything that is a dis-ease or discord, chaos instead of harmony. We could name it sin, sickness, death, anything, a relationship problem whereby there is discord. Think about the power in that statement. Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based. In other words, Jesus' healings were not miracles. They were a system based on divine principle. And there were rules involved. It says, and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure. How many students of Christian Science really understand that statement is even in Science and Health, let alone what the message is that is included in those few lines provided on page 146. The treatments that are offered on the website teach the system. I've never heard of anyone that has taken the classes that are sanctioned by the church in Boston in the last 100 years that ever had this discussion or this topic even come up. And yet, it is the whole nuts and bolts of Christian Science. It is what enables demonstration. It is what enables healing like Jesus was involved in. And yet, that is what people are seeking more than anything else, to be able to overcome problems. Imagine if one would realize that everyone could solve all of their problems. And there was a system available to guide you along the path. I don't know for sure what Einstein said when he walked out of a church service one day, Christian Science Church in Chicago. I believe it was Chicago, maybe it was New York. We have the quotations on the website, but he said, "You people don't know what you have." Now, I'm quite sure at least one of the things he was referring to was that Christian Science teaches that there's no life, truth, or intelligence in matter. But I don't think he even realized himself that there was a system that could be followed that would bring about the demonstration of the facts that would produce a healing. There have been many healings made over the last 150 years, but even Mary Baker Eddy stated that she felt that the healings were faith healings. In fact, she made a statement, I believe it was a July 4th celebration, whereby there were some 2,000 visitors that came to her home at Pleasant View in Concord, New Hampshire. And she was on the balcony and she looked out over the 2,000 people that were there. And she says, "I don't see one Christian Scientist." She had written that statement. We carry on the website only books with her name on it as the author that were completed by her, not altered by anyone else, but the original words that were written by Mary Baker Eddy. Or perhaps we should say they were inspired and dictated by God, but she wrote them down. She defines herself as a scribe under orders. This is not only the key to a finite problem, but it's the key to all life, truth, and love, to all mind, spirit, soul, and principle. It's the key to everything. Everything. One of the first steps is to start studying in a systematic fashion the true meaning of each of the seven synonymous terms for God. And in the book previously mentioned, which is Your Divinity Revealed by Helen Wright, chapters 4 through 10 are devoted to those seven synonymous terms. It is the most comprehensive and perceptive teaching available that we are aware of about the seven synonymous terms, for it shows how one term has so many elements within it and how they unfold with each other into a progression that gives an understanding that we have not seen in any other writing. The website has all the tools that one needs to learn how to heal. One must remember that everything takes place within individual consciousness. In other words, there is no change that is external, but only viewpoint to be able to recognize reality. And that can only be accomplished if we use mathematics, the subtraction, and remove the negatives. If we learn what the negative is and remove it, we have only positive remaining. Frederick L. Rawson did some beautiful research on this. He was an expert in electricity. His clients included companies from around the world that came to him for solutions. He discovered that the body was made up of positive and negative electrical charges. And he proved through his ability to measure these that when a healing is taking place, the negative charges were shorted out. In other words, the negative charges were subtracted from the network within one's body. And I'm talking about the physical body. Although body really could very easily be defined as everything in our experience. But the body is an easier container in which one can measure things with instruments than maybe other forms of our experience, which should also be considered our body. But if we think of our consciousness as our body, which includes all experience, then we're only talking about removing the negative charges in our thought. And when the negative charges in our thought are removed, then we only have positive thoughts remaining. And of course, the only real positive thoughts are the facts about God. Because God is all source and all manifestation. There is nothing but God. We don't need to be concerned about miracles. We don't need to be a magician. We only need to follow Christ Jesus, Mary Baker Eddy, and others that have been able to remove the negative thoughts, the negative charges within our own consciousness, so that only the positive ones, the ones based on God, remain. Because the real wonder about truth is that when we remove the negative charges, everything in our experience comes into alignment with the most beautiful orchestra that one can imagine. That is why the pages 600 to 700 in the textbook, which are the pages that relate to fruitage, whereas maybe the primary item that one was working on in those testimonials was healed, everything else that seemed to be in their experience also was healed. Because everything within their experience came into alignment with the truth once they removed the electrical charges in their thought, in their consciousness. In other words, anything that was unlike God. It's like Mr. Winslow said, it's like jumping into the water, and the water removes every bit of impurity. I presume that he means that there is spiritual soap that is used, and maybe the brush of divine principle, or maybe it's the brush of soul, where we only have spiritual sense, or the substance of spirit is probably the water. And the mind, which is the intelligence and wisdom and knowing and action and creative thought, that is like the washing machine that is agitating everything so that everything is going to be involved in the process. Certainly how the washing machine operates is going to be from mind, because that is the action and that is the director, that is the controller. And of course, life is involved because it has to be active. And of course, truth, because truth is really the healer. Because what we're doing is we're uncovering everything so we can see the truth. And of course, love is involved because love is the plan and design of everything. And love is the nurturing. So we have to be nurturing the positive, which is the facts about God, in order to be able to realize what the negative is that has to be removed. And that's all done in the analysis. Mary Baker Eddy says we need to analyze the error so that we can, or we have to analyze the situation so we can find the error and uncover it, and so we can expose it. Then it can be eradicated. And she indicates that exposing it is a large part of the problem. We have to remember that what we think is the problem may not be the problem at all. It could be possibly a decoy, because that's how mortal mind operates. It operates on decoys. If anyone has followed politics, they realize that the motive of many politicians has been to have a distraction to gain the attention of the public so that they don't see the real action that is going on behind the scenes, which is the operation of evil. There is an absolutely perfect, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity right now to see how mortal mind operates, because it is so prevalent in politics. The mainstream media. Mary Baker Eddy had the same problem over 100 years ago. In fact, I probably could safely say 150 years ago, even 160 or 70 years ago, because they would publish false things about her. She never argued with them. She simply replied by stating the truth, the same as Jesus. Jesus said, say, nay, nay, yea, yea. Or I think that's the reverse. I think he said, yea, yea, and nay, nay. But the point is, you don't argue. He didn't argue with the king, Herod, in the trial before they crucified him. He spoke very few words. He knew that it wouldn't matter. They were not really interested in the truth. They were only trying to justify in their own thought why they should be crucifying him. And of course, the crowd was influencing the king at the top of their lungs to get rid of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus represented the opposite of what their lives were representing. And we know that very vividly by the number of supporters, both at the trial and at the foot of the cross. There were very few. John was the only disciple. The other 11 betrayed him. But what did that get John? The evidence indicates that he ascended. And he was the only one to see Jesus after Jesus ascended. For Jesus came back in the flesh on the island of Patmos to dictate the book of Revelation to John. So, what did John receive as a reward? Eternal life. And the conduit through which Revelation became available to the world. He was the catalyst. His loyalty to Jesus was the catalyst that enabled it all to take place. Mathematics again. He was the only one of the 12. He was the only one in harmony with divine principle of the 12. There's music. There's a principle involved in every single wholesome activity. If we are serving mankind, there's a principle involved. If we're thinking of ourselves, selfishness, that's the absence of principle. And our life, therefore, is not going to be like music. It's going to be like discord, noise. The system of divine metaphysics explains all reality, all existence. It explains what God is and how there is only one God, and that God is qualities, not a person. Those qualities always did exist. That's why Mary Baker Eddy translated the first three words of Genesis 1 that says, "In the beginning." She translated those two "in the only." Truth has always been true. And it is an infinite progression to discover it. One tiny little step at a time. The introductory quote to chapter 14, recapitulation, which is a summary of chapters 1 through 13, is a quote from the Bible. Precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. So we add one little understanding to the prior understandings, and compounding is in effect. Infinite progression is concrete being. But we only need to take one step at a time. We need to make a sincere effort not to do any backsliding. Don't accept any negatives. As Mr. Winslow says, imagine yourself in a room with a telephone that is ringing its head off with mortal mind suggestions of evil, and the room also has a radio in it tuned in to station KOG, Kingdom of God. Listen to the radio, but do not pick up the phone and take in the suggestions of mortal mind. God is all source, which includes all manifestation. Man is God's highest idea, and we need to keep the model of perfection in our forethought at all times and refer to it constantly. There is nothing but God. Amen.